Frank Hearing Set. For Monday, May 31st. The Atlanta Journal. Monday, 17th of May, 1915. Page 1. Column 2. Prison Commission sets date for hearing on petition for clemency. The State Prison Commission. Monday afternoon set. Monday, May 31st. As the date upon which it will hold the hearing of the State Prison Commission will hold a conference Monday morning. To decide on the date for hearing arguments on the petition of Leo M. Frank for a commutation of his sentence to life imprisonment. The commission learned that all the parties interested in the hearing would be ready by that date, and it desired to get through with the hearing, which may take 2 or 3 days, before its regular meeting beginning June 7th. Page 7, Column 3. Herrick and Knox ask clemency for Leo Frank. Total number of letters received to date. Are about 75,000. 3,000 letters, from all sections of the United States, asking executive clemency for Leo M. Frank, that his sentence be commuted to life imprisonment, were received by Governor Slayton on Monday morning. This runs the total number received to date up to approximately 75,000. Among the many prominent citizens from whom letters have come during the past few days are Myron T. Herrick, of Ohio, former ambassador to France. Philander C. Knox, former senator from Pennsylvania and former Secretary of State. Francis I. Walsh, chairman of the Federal Industrial Relations Commission. F.I. Delano, member of the Federal Reserve Board. Senator William Borah of Idaho. Senator C.S. Thomas of Colorado. Senator Francis G. Newlands of Nevada. Senator James A. Reed of Missouri. Governor Martin G. Brumbaugh of Pennsylvania. Governor David Ferris of Michigan, Governor Luther E. Hall of Louisiana, Mayor Rolfe of San Francisco, and a number of the members of Congress,